you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not awfully discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's a Crabby Thursday, everybody. Rocketing at you from Los Angeles, California. Koreatown, US of A. A few minutes after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A couple of minutes after 5 out on the Eastern Type Coast. If that's where your ear holes are sucking us in right now. If it ain't that time, then possibly you're listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network, streaming warm and loving 24/7. Or possibly you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at the awesome crabdiving.com. However you're taking us in, we are eternally grateful. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Hey, everybody that I went to high school with in Georgia,
or
whatever, please fuck right off. Yes, Bernie Sanders. Sanders is an evil baby-eating, baby-chop-chop, fetal-chop-chop, fucking communist Hitler fuckface.
Oh, did
yes.
you put something about Bernie Sanders up on your timeline?
Bernie Sanders won every measurable indicator from the first Democratic debate.
Here we go.
And all it was saying, like, why is everyone sucking Hillary's big dick?
We put that on Facebook.com/crabdiving. You shared that to your...
I shared it to my timeline. Luckily,
brave.
All my redneck friends and... Yay,
oh, they think you're a big commie now.
They want to vote for Marco Rubio.
Oh, boy. Marco Rubio wants to strap a woman down and make her give birth to a rape baby.
Hey, fuck you, dickheads. Why don't you go live in your fucking Game of Thrones fantasy land? Enjoy that.
They're probably not listening, I have a feeling, but if they are, hey, tweet us.
Fuck off if you are.
Hop off
like
of
that?
Ryan's timeline and hop on to ours, or go to @crabdiving on the Twitter. We keep an eye open on the Twitter stream.
Hop on the crabs, bitch.
During the show, catch the crabs, spread the crabs, embrace the crabs, help support the crabs.
Yeah, yeah.
Go to Amazon. .com.
Yay.
And if you're going to buy shit from the internet gods, go through.
They don't exist either. There are no internet gods. There's no gods.
Oh, there
atheism
are internet
forever.
Gods.
Your sky god is bullshit. How do you like that, dickheads?
A truculent opening to Crab Diving today.
Fucking pissed off. Hey, this guy, it's the same fucking guy. The guy that got a big, got a bug up his ass when, who's the Bono who's transgender?
Chaz.
Chaz Bono's, what's his name? Chaz Bono was on Dancing. No, it's Chaz Bono.
Bono is U2.
Yeah, that guy, the preachy dude from YouTube.
Yes.
YouTube.
Irish. Fuck. Irish guy.
He thought it was going to, the world was going to end because there's a transgendered person on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh.
It doesn't matter, stupid.
I don't think Chaz did all that well, right?
Who knows?
I don't think Chaz lasted.
He didn't look like much of a dancer, to be honest. I think he should have been outraged. He was so, you know, there's such a tubby guy on Dancing with the Stars.
Keep him out of our bathrooms.
Oh, God.
Like yesterday's show, which we would send you to iTunes to listen to, but it went out to the ether and somehow managed to not get recorded. The gremlins invaded the crab diving systems yesterday. So, yesterday's show was fun.
Oh,
and
yes.
For those whose ear holes were betickled, were being tickled live by it.
I am betickled.
it was a one-time experience for you. We blew the wad on that one. It's gone
right.
forever.
Oh, the wad's blown, please. We need a cleanup on aisle 69.
Yeah. Sorry for the pink eye.
Oh, dude. You know, there's something I meant to mention yesterday. And since the show was lost forever, I'm glad I did not. Did you? Who's the governor of Texas? Is it that Abbott dickhead?
Yes.
Did you? I could be wrong, but did you see what he tweeted out during a Rangers playoff game? One game, not this past game, but the other one. They were down, and he tweeted out something like, "Congratulations to the Rangers for going to the postseason."
Dallas News says, did Abbott's tweet officially jinx the Astros and the Rangers?
Oh, right. What did he say? I got it wrong, but what did that dickhead say?
This is Dallas News. They open up with, does anybody remember Dewey defeats Truman? He, in case you missed it.
Yes.
Let's see, blah, blah, blah. The Astros had a comfy 4-run lead on Monday. Ooh. Only 6 outs to go. And then at that moment, the governor's office fired off congrats to the Astros on advancing to the ALCS.
Oh, the Astros.
Hoping for an all-Texas ALCS. Looking at you, Rangers.
But keep praying. Keep praying to your dumbass sky god, Abbott.
And then at that moment, it went belly up.
Tits up.
And they didn't go well after
that.
Isn't that
funny?
So now both Texas teams faced elimination last night. Did they both...
No, the Rangers, they fucked up. They're gone. It's the Blue
Jays. Rangers are gone.
Yeah, they're gone. Blue Jays versus the Royals.
Royals?
Right. Isn't that hilarious,
though?
But
they'd rather be Royals.
Right. Isn't that stupid? I mean, let me ask you something. Is Abbott, is he the same person as Fuckface McGee, Rick Perry?
Oh, yeah. That was his...
They're both blundering.
Lieutenant governor.
Idiots.
This guy's scarier. This is the guy who...
What?
Said he'd have the Texas Rangers on watch for Jade Helm, remember? For the Obama troops coming in.
Jade Helm 15.
Sneaking in through Walmart.
Remember Texas. We got to take back Texas.
He said he'd keep an eye on those federal troops.
Listen, we have to protect Texas from the United States government. Yes, protect them from all the funding they give you for roads and disaster relief.
I think Texas is a federal dollar negative.
Oh, okay.
In other words, we give them more than they give back.
Should we pull out? Should we pull out of Texas?
A lot of people should have, but
blast
what?
It all over the memory foam. Should we pull out of Texas? Did the country stop supporting Texas? Would that be better for them?
Maybe not.
If they want to drive
on
their highways.
Texas, you know, they're going to get fucked. You think the billionaires of Texas are going to take a cut?
Fuck no, boy.
Find some more brown ones to starve.
Right. I got to have my golf courses.
We got lots going on in right-wing nut jobbery, dickholery.
Yes.
Political ass baggery and everything that we go through here. On your favorite show in the world, crabdiving.com. Thanks for listening to us. We are multitasking.
Oh, right.
Which is why I'm talking like that.
I'm in coordinator hell. I just got
also multitasking.
Yeah, it's just fucking horrible.
So there's lots going on at the Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving. But before we do that, for a couple of days, we've been headlineless.
What?
We've kind of just, ignored what's going on in the world.
That's crazy, because I've been tweeting out at 2:30 we do the headlines all the time on Twitter.
Yeah, well, we've been lying.
We need a producer.
We've been turned into Republicans.
Do that for us. Oh, it's her. Fuck the Republicans.
Mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studio, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, Koreatown. It's Dateline, October 15th, 2015.
Go fuck yourself!
These are your headlines. Neighbors are like calling. There's a fight going on.
Fuck the neighbors and they're fighting.
Oh, well, really?
There was one this morning. They were yelling at each other. They had some sort of kerfuffle inside, right? Fuck you.
Yeah, I think then it's been going on for years.
Then the chick walked outside, picked up a door. They had a door that was just leaning up, not attached to, you know, like a door, an entrance or anything, just a door by itself leaning up against their stair rail that leads into their house. She yells. She picks up a door ever so gingerly and brings it inside. She brings the door
inside. Oh, what? Really?
What the fuck is going on? Are they in the middle of a remodel and a horrible domestic dispute? A fight?
I'm going to go get the door.
It's a very strange.
Don't make me go get the door.
It's like a Sam Shepard play. It's like,
very odd.
Character crosses downstage, brings up free-forming door.
Yeah, it's an odd thing going on next door. It's quite a show all the time.
Oh, yes.
So the headline over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post. It says, drone leak.
Oh, yes. That's the worst kind.
90% of killed weren't targeted.
Right.
Oh, they mean a leak about a drone. Drones. It's not a drone urinating.
Oh, yes.
Over something.
Drones don't urinate.
We don't know what's going on. We don't know what tech they've got.
Skynet. Did you see the meme I put up for crab diving
Cyborg
today?
Cyborg. Oh, is it the Terminator?
I put up. I found a cool picture of a Terminator, and I put it up in honor of the drone leak.
There you go.
In honor.
It says controversial U.S. drone strike program in the Middle East, which the screaming liberals here at crab diving hate. We ain't into that drone shit. That fucking drone program. That's where we are not Obama bots, despite some of our trolls on our Facebook page. Oh, anything Obama does, you love him. No. The drone strikes, the TPP.
Oh, God. It's just constantly talking to stupid people. That's the problem with the Republicans. A lot of them are fucking stupid.
I had to check out on that libertarian asshole.
What was that? Oh, the guy from yesterday? Fuck you, dude.
So
fuck off.
It says that documents are indicating that a lot of these people killed are that, you know, it appears that the people in the Middle East who are having a drone fire rain down upon them are saying that they're just killing people willy-nilly. And apparently this is true. 90%, it says, of the people that have been killed in recent drone strikes in Afghanistan were not the intended targets the attacks.
Hold on, let's do the math for a second. 90%. Now that's a majority.
That's a little slight, yeah.
Oh, shit.
90%.
Right. God. That's...
What are we doing?
Do they have computers?
No wonder they hate us. No wonder they hate us.
Imagine if there were robots flying through the sky from another country.
Bombing schools.
Perceived targets.
Right.
Or whatever. Even if they hit the target, it's still going to fuck me up and make me nervous. I mean, my God, even when there's it's always fireworks season over here in Koreatown for some fucking reason.
It's a lot of fireworks going on.
Would you say it freaks the dog out?
Yes.
What would a drone attack?
Oh my God.
With a Stinger missile do? Or a Hellfire?
Horrible.
Yeah, it would totally suck, man. I mean, you know, like big, gigantic nuclear blumpkins.
Nuclear. So that's the headline over at the HuffPo is that, our country sometimes is a big shithead. And right now, the country is being a big fucking shithead when it comes to these goddamn drone strikes. But they're killing Al-Qaeda terrorists and ISIS, so it's okay. It's not okay.
Okay. We have a fan who's tweeted in. She's worried that we watch Dancing with the Stars. We do not. Do we watch that?
I've
never watched that show.
5 seconds of Dancing with the Stars, I swear.
The only reason I've ever found it remotely interesting is because of the fucking circuses that surround it. You know?
Like everybody. I've seen clips.
Yeah, everybody.
Of disasters, yeah, yeah, right? Yeah.
Everybody got pissed off at poor Chaz Bono because he was on the show because he's transgendered. Yeah, that got my attention.
Or if somebody like snaps a femur when they're dancing or something. I've seen, you know, but.
That's so fucking horrible. The only way I'm going to tune in to see you on TV is if you break your fucking leg.
If I see your patella shoot across the dance floor.
No, that's the only reason these fuckers watch NASCAR. They just want to see shit blow up.
I fear that that's what a lot of people do.
Oh, God.
But you know, when you really think of it, that's not that great. These are the same people. If they are going to NASCAR to you know, secretly wait for crashes, these are the same people who are shitting on soccer for not having action.
Come on. Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's unfortunately, there's not a lot of crashes in you know, major car races. You know, I mean, it's a dangerous sport. And
well, I went to a...
People do get killed, but...
Some kind of... I forget what it's called, the Crash Up Derby.
Oh, well, that's a different thing.
I saw that in
demo derbies.
Pensacola, Florida.
That's fucking awesome.
There's lots of action there.
Oh, yeah.
And very dangerous. Everyone was wearing a helmet, though, and they had a guy running around with a fire extinguisher in case something blew up. But it's odd. I watched tons of cars run into each other, and this is germane to yesterday's show. And if you want to listen to yesterday's show, you have to climb inside a Don Lemon wormhole and go fuck yourself.
That's right.
It's gone.
Faster than the speed of light.
But no cars blew up. Why is that? They kept running into each other.
We did talk about that yesterday. The cars, you know, it takes a lot to make a car go boom.
Is TV total bullshit? Is that what I'm learning?
Yes. Including the news.
Oh, right, right.
Which I think we put a meme out about that.
There's
thousands of newspapers and websites and major news organizations.
Oh, yes.
All owned by six major corporations and about like 120 families who own all the stock in all those corporations.
Right.
So basically, right. 100 or 120 people. 120 people. Control the media.
How do we get one of those six to buy the Crab Diving Network? I'm serious. They got a lot of money.
I think we also put that offer out. We're not above sellouts.
Could you imagine if we tuned in one day and we need to do a Bizarro episode on April Fools this year. And we'll talk about it now, but we won't talk about it again until 2000, till we do it. But we need to come on like, hi, everybody. Welcome to the Crab Diving Network. And just do the whole show from the right wing. We'll be right wing assholes.
Sam Cedar does that.
Oh, does he?
On April 1st.
Oh, fuck him.
Yeah, they do a reversal.
But we'll do the same
already.
Thing, but we'll be funny.
Oh, nice.
He's not with me.
They're funny.
They're not that funny. I mean, they're good. I think that show is good, but they're not hilarious.
Well, his aim isn't to be funny.
Yes, that's true. I agree.
Our aim is to be a little bit funnier and include the rage and the information
funny
and stuff like that. But
and informative.
Yeah. It's like we're more Daily Show than
yes.
than MSNBC. He's a little bit more MSNBC
yeah.
than Daily Show. Because he talks about, I mean, he has some really serious guests on, you know, and things like that.
So. Yeah, speaking of MSNBC, God, I feel like I've heard a lot of Chris Matthews. And God,
yeah.
good Christ, do they mic him? Because he, like, yells. It sounds like he's in studio standing there with a megaphone just yelling at the top of his fucking lungs. I love Chris Matthews, but...
He asks a question.
Fucking yells.
And he doesn't let you answer. So I want to get your thoughts on what's going on with the, you know, this debate here. I think that, I want to get your thoughts. What do you think? Well, I think that Bernie did a great job, you know, but he took some to Hillary. What do you think about that? You know, I think that Hillary was wrecked.
Right. the thing about him, I love Chris Matthews forever because of that, the great intro he gave Ralph Nader and this town hall. Nader did in Madison, Wisconsin years ago when he was running for president. It was like a wonderful introduction. It was the whole program was great. But damn, he yells.
He's exuberant. He's exuberant.
His poor children, I mean, when they get in trouble, I can't imagine. Can you imagine getting yelled? Would you rather be
maybe
yelled at by...
Maybe he doesn't say shit at home.
Oh, yeah. Right, maybe he just sits there.
Maybe he's, yeah, like a lump.
Who would you rather get yelled at by, Chris Matthews or Alec Baldwin?
Oh,
I'm going Chris.
Yeah, Chris, but entertainment value.
Oh yeah,
I mean you're going to see some amazing shit from Alec Baldwin.
I think Chris Matthews is loud, and I think there's I don't think he's as mean as Alec Baldwin any day of the week. I think Alec Baldwin has such a capacity to be evil and mean. I think it doesn't compare to Chris Matthews' capacity for evil, right?
For vengeance, maybe, or
in general.
Yeah,
I think Alec Baldwin could go a lot darker.
I would think so too. Yeah.
I'd rather be yelled at. I'd rather be admonished by Chris Matthews, big blonde face.
Alec Baldwin is a big alleged raging lib, and he's been in trouble for calling people faggots. I mean, that's
yeah. I mean,
you know, that's
I love the whole story about his girlfriend tweeting during the funeral. That was the best. Somebody's funeral or something. They were at somebody's funeral.
Which they found out wasn't true, bullshit. By the way. Yeah.
Still, it was great.
But that's why he called. He whipped out the F word on somebody.
Oh, okay.
Because of that. When it was, you know, she set up some, I don't know, Hootsuite or some shit. Or what's
her twats were timed.
Right. And it automatically came out when they were sitting in a funeral.
Oh, yes.
And that's when, fucking man, the goddamn tabloids. Somebody actually put that together. They're like, wait a second. Hilaria Baldwin tweeted out at 2:47 p.m. She was sitting in the fourth pew.
Is her name Hilaria?
Stop the presses. I think that's her name.
That's his girlfriend's name?
I think it Hilaria? Might be. Now I gotta look. I think it shit. Might be.
Well, we're not making fun of her on any level. I don't want to get an angry call from Alec Baldwin. No. Could you imagine?
Why would we make
Listen,
fun
I've
of
got a message for the crabs. You guys can go fuck right off. You're all rude little pigs. Burn in hell.
That was for his teenage daughter at the time, Ireland Baldwin.
All right, what a fucked up name.
Who's now a model, right?
Yeah, Ireland Baldwin. Why? Why Ireland? Short for Ire. It's just an odd fucking name. Ireland.
And wait, who's the mom?
Kim Bassinger.
Kim Bassinger, that's
bass
right.
Singer.
Bass singer.
Bass singer. She bought a whole fucking village in Georgia.
Really?
Yeah, it's called Brazenton, Brazelville, Braze something. She bought a city. That's how cheap Georgia is.
I kind of remember that.
Why would you want
I do kind of remember that.
You can either buy a city in Georgia or a two-bedroom apartment in San Francisco. Take your pick.
Right.
I'll take the apartment, please.
What was the goal of the city? I mean, were they...
I think
they were. This is like... See, did they think they were being like great libs and they were going to set the commune free when in reality they're fiefdom? It's their fief lords.
Right. I think she was bored. Honestly think she was on eBay and clicked on the wrong thing. Accidentally bought like a city.
Was the town on eBay?
Right. She's trying to buy, you know, napkin holders for
right.
It costs the same.
I've got a headline on the HuffPo I didn't need to see.
This just in.
Joy Behar said, I actually am aroused by Bernie Sanders.
Ah!
I told you.
What?
Joy Behar, probably yammering on The View or whatever she's on. Is she still on The View or she's gone? She's got her own thing going.
I don't know. I think, doesn't she host The Soup or something?
The Poop.
Playboy After Dark with Joy Behar.
The headline, let's dumb it down. Let's flip our calendars back thousands of months.
Hey, look, I'm everybody that went to high school with Ryan. Boo.
Yeah, I'm taking time off Ryan's Facebook feed to check the Drudge Report.
Can I read you what?
Sure.
He says, this idiot.
Well, again, the meme, if you're just tuning in.
Right.
The meme has to do with the interesting fact, and I don't think it's more of like a kind of a meme saying that Bernie won the same thing we said yesterday, which has gone to the ether.
Yes.
That Bernie won all the focus groups. He won all the polls. He won every kind of talking to regular people.
But still Hillary won.
Yet all the media outlets.
Yeah.
Like slam dunk Hillary kills it, knocks it out of the park.
I don't get it.
And so the meme just says that. And the meme says, could it be possibly that CNN, the giant mega news conglomerate that
it was a bunch of shitholes anchoring
on which the Andy
Cooper
works, he works for, and put on this debate.
I like Andy Cooper.
Plus, are owned by big giant media, by one of these big giant, six giant corporations. And that Hillary Clinton has not gone around saying, like Bernie does, let's break up big media.
Yeah, let's break it up.
Bernie was standing on the stage of something he wants to piss on and break up.
See, that's the problem with him running, I guess.
Well, yeah, because you think the Rupert Murdoch, you think whoever the Uber Poobah of CNN-dom is, or
right.
Any of these.
Who owns CNN?
Sumner Redstone, that old fossil. Do you think any of these guys?
Right. Pauly Shore owns CNN.
Right. Do you think any of these guys are going to do it?
No. Fuck no. I put that meme up. And this.
And here we go.
And this Philip, I won't say his name. Whatever. Fuck you, dude. I would love for Bernie to be the nominee, Ryan Pfeiffer. Then he tagged me. Impressed with your Facebook skills, by the way. Good job. Hey, boy. Wheel. Let me read it in voice. Quit raping me. Now, that's just not right. It would be, this one said, I would love for Bernie Sanders to be the nominee. It would be Ronald Reagan / Walter Mondale all over again. Please, let it be Bernie. And I said, that makes no sense. Do you think that's a valid analogy? Do you think if Bernie is the nominee, he will get beat as he will Ronald
no,
Reagan?
No,
no. Not at all.
No.
What do you think will happen? What's your prediction?
I think it would be, he might have a harder time than Hillary, but I think, again, I think he would rally people, and also any of those flaming anuses right. that have been put out as a buffet of batshit.
Can we live animate the show? Like, as we're saying the show, can someone animate it as we're talking? Is that a possibility
That's
with technology?
Really rough. No, I don't think so.
That would be great. I'm just picturing like a team of guys in the Philippines going, oh, give me that template for an anus again. We got to set it on fire.
I mean, in some, yeah. More blue.
More blue. No. We need another image.
Can you have it going?
No. We're all out of turds.
So, oh, yeah.
No, we're not.
Yeah,
we're never out of plenty turds. Plenty of turds.
Plenty of turds. So, speaking of, over at the Drudge Report, the headline says, DNC, Hillary or nothing. Oh, this must be these reports. They must be loving it over there. These reports of the Democratic National Council, whatever the C stands for, Convention Committee.
Yes.
Is... you know, really firmly embedded up to the cervix of Hillary Clinton. And that...
We're going to need the jaws of life to unstick this.
Right.
It's been embedded up to the cervix.
That they're basically...
Forceps.
According to... This leads to a Daily Mail story.
Oh, yeah. Hey, by the way, when you're done with that, tell me what's up with Courtney Stodden.
The Drudge leading to Daily Mail... right next to it, Vicky covered for Brooks and threw her own daughter under the bus. Tamra Judge reveals that she's cut Gunvalson out of her life.
No.
Real Housewives
shit.
Of what the C stand for.
By the way, we got a brand new Hollywood hit coming out tomorrow night.
Sure.
Get the latest on the Real Housewives, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I think. Oh, I don't think he does a lot of Housewives. He says he tries to avoid them.
Oh,
but then,
okay.
Like, some Big Ange does something or one of those or whatever. And I only know those names from the Hollywood Hick.
The Hick
on the
also
sevens.
Does that thing where he says, listen, I am not going to talk about Bill Cosby today because I want my day to be filled with sparkles and rainbows. But
5 minutes later.
Yeah.
But he is so gross. Listen to all the great stuff. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, right after this broadcast, streaming brand new and sparkling for your ear holes at 4
Yummy.
P.m. Pacific is a brand new Feminitastic. Pretty Misandry.
MRA.
Hashtag kill all men.
That's right.
Or
kill
don't.
Them all.
But listen to Maggie Straw, the very funny, very intelligent.
She was just in this week, right?
She was just here.
Yes. Her hair constantly changing colors like a chameleon.
It is. There's a whole deal. There's a whole plethora of social media that went out right. today with the, some step by step of the hair color.
Do you put out notices to your fans that you're changing your hair or your.
Oh, sure.
I'm going to start doing that as well.
When I got my Brazilian.
Oh,
last time. I did. I live periscoped it.
I'm periscoping my anal bleaching.
You're right. Here's my taint before and after.
Right. Right. That's a good point. Someone wants us to do a.
We could, yeah, hand puppet show. Right. Like Punch and Judy. Whack, 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 whack. Do you remember Punch and Judy, by the way? I mean, you talk about domestic abuse.
Yeah.
The whole point was that Punch, the boy puppet, would take a stick and Judy would smart off. And he would whap the shit out of her with a stick. And the crowd would go, ha!
Whap. Whap. Where do I...
How far we've come.
Oh, there's some line or some bit of action you wrote in a... I think it was in the latest thing we wrote. The word
one of
whap.
Our screenplays?
Yeah.
I
think whap.
I did, yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
W-H-A-P, yeah.
Whap. I wish I could remember the context.
Oh, in the latest one?
Yeah, no, whap. Where was whap used? A whap. A steady whap. Or a single whap.
Oh, I don't remember. Probably a couple of times.
Fap.
That's where we may end up writing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. The old Crab Diving Network. We got an adult, podcast.
So it says the Democratic National Committee woman is clearing a path for Hillary Clinton to be its presidential nominee because upper power echelons, the Illuminati,
right,
Beyonce and Jay-Z. The upper power echelons are populated with women, according to a female committee member.
Yes.
Oh, well, speaking on the condition that she isn't identified.
Oh, okay.
So here we go.
Oh, right. Real proud of your stance here.
She told the Daily Mail that the party is in the tank for Clinton, and the women who run the organization decided it, quote, early on. So that's, what a lot of some of the other candidates have kind of been saying. Definitely Martin O'Malley. I remember his name. And Link right. Chafee, I think both have said something about, we'd like to have more debates.
Yes.
And Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the poobah of the DNC, said that, nah.
You know who Lincoln Chafee looks like? I just figured it out. Oh, shit.
Besides Ducey.
Ducey. Hey, what was that show starring the lead from Walking Dead? Justified. He looks like Lincoln Chafee. Looks like one of the big bad guys in Justified. The dude that drove around in the motorhome all the time.
Oh yeah,
I think he's also in the show about motorcycles.
The kind
Sons
of
Anarchy.
The kind of classy bad guy.
Oh right.
Always wears a suit and shit like that.
His face looks like a fucking praying mantis.
Blonde hair.
Yeah, he played the. He was in Breaking Bad too. He played the dude that was in charge of what's his fuck's rehab, whatever.
There you go.
But we're not making fun of your videos, Maggie. Sorry.
So that's the headline on... we didn't make fun of her videos. Said they existed.
Hey,
right?
Guys, you guys are making fun of my beauty videos. How dare you? And that's only caps. Oh, shit.
This is emphatic.
Don't send the feminist...
No, we just said that they existed, I think.
Oh, shit.
We were just...
It's a war.
They exist.
Just kidding.
Listen to Pretty Misandry in an hour and 26 minutes.
Cha-ching.
Here on the network. So that's the headline over at the Drudge Report leading to the journalistic bastion of the Daily Mail.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody said
right
that it's all a lock-in because all the vaginas have circled.
Yes.
At the Democratic National Committee, and there's no getting through that forest.
All right. It's like a wagon train back in the day when you were traveling with Lewis and Clark, and all the, American Indians would come to get you. By the way, you mentioned, we were mentioning fapping earlier.
I guess we did.
I'm putting up tomorrow morning on crab diving, facebook.com/crabdiving. Did you see the thing? It's in the HuffPo Weird News section. Did you hear the thing about what happened at Target. It's so stupid.
No.
Someone might have played something a little illicit over the loudspeaker.
Oh, awesome. What did
somebody
play?
Somebody captured it on their iPhone.
Oh, you have to. We'll have to. I'll get it. We'll play it tomorrow.
It's
tomorrow's show.
Funny. It's pretty funny.
So those are your headlines.
Yes.
The drones over at the HuffPo, which is interesting. Notice that the liberals, the commie pinko liberal press, put up basically an anti-administration headline. It's about the drones,
right?
And how the drones are killing people that they shouldn't. The Obama administration is killing people that they shouldn't, and that's on the HuffPo,
right? Is there anything like that on Fox News?
But they scream, "Oh, are you kidding
Please.
Me?"
Please.
But that, see, they're torn. That's what they can't handle it because they love hellfire raining down on Muslims and brown people. So they don't know what to do because Obama's doing it.
Right. That just goes to show you that whatever he does, it will never make the right happy.
Right.
I don't even know. I mean, my God, Obama's going out of his way to kill brown people. That should make them happy, right?
But the first word you said was Obama.
And he's brown.
Is doing it.
Oh, right.
And they can't. Nothing. He's Satan, man. Satan pulled his butt cheeks apart and produced forth sometime in the 60s, early 60s.
That's funny.
This Kenyan. And inflicted him upon us to pull back the panties and allow the Muslims in.
Oh, right. That's the sneaky way in.
That is. I've got all kinds of shit to talk about. Let's go.
God, I just love the fact that, what's his name? Abbott? George Abbott? George Abbott.
In the governor of Texas,
I love that he fucked up that tweet about about
ridiculous
playoffs. This is so fucking funny. And both your teams lost. Suck a dick.
I've got another GOP fail. Do you remember the ongoing story of former House Speaker Dennis Hastert?
Oh, yeah.
Republican.
Oh, God, dude, I totally fucking forgot about
wrestling
that.
Coach.
Now, that was bullshit, right? There's no truth to that story. He wasn't fooling around with any wrestlers, was he?
No, that's why he was secretly paying off a guy.
Oh, that's right. How much?
It was like $1 million or $3 million or something like that. But the problem was that he lied about what he was doing with that money. Like,
right.
he's not being prosecuted for diddleation.
Yes.
He's being prosecuted for financial shenanigans and taking out large sums of money and lying about transferring money and shit like that.
Right.
Well, it turns out that he's taking a plea deal.
Oh, shit.
He's going to plead guilty, they're saying, to criminal charges as part of an agreement to resolve the case where he's accused of lying to the FBI about putting up illegally structured bank transactions. I'm reading from USA Today.
Oh, that is the trashiest news rag ever, man. USA Today. That's news for dumbasses, right?
Why is USA Today unsmiley facing at me?
What do you mean? Is the internet off or something?
Wow. Walmart, biggest owner's loss or something.
What?
Why is that? Anyway, the illegal bank transactions that Hastert was using to pay hush money to someone that he allegedly wronged years ago. And the stories that came out from investigators in the GNO said that it was to a male. These payments were going to a male.
Right.
And it was because to conceal sexual misconduct.
Oh, shit.
This guy was a student at when Hastert was working at Yorkville High in a semi-rural suburb of West Chicago.
What a creep, man.
But they're saying that this is probably the the best for him to do, because otherwise, if it goes to trial, then the deets are going to have to come out
right.
of why this money is going to this guy,
well,
et cetera. Now, if he pleads guilty to these financial shenanigans, nobody's, you know, I mean, statute of limitations on the diddleation.
But what are you imagining happened? I mean, it's horrible. Well,
he probably did. I don't know. What do you mean?
I mean, I'm just
not sitting here envisioning what Hastert did to a high school boy.
Wait, do we want to animate that?
No, we're not going to animate that part.
I'm joking, but I'm just saying, I mean, at this point, does it matter if we hear the details? Because what we're imagining...
Oh, but people want the details. Yeah,
I know, but it's... Either way, I mean,
right.
It's bad, I guess. Jeez.
And you know they're bound to come out, because now right. there's probably... You know that probably wasn't his only... The only time he went a couple knuckles deep.
Oh, my God.
into a student, right? Because,
when you
I mean,
say that, that's odd to me. Do you count... No... This is a little anatomy here. You guys listening out there in internet radio can't see this, but I'm holding up. This will be my pointer, correct?
Sure. Your index finger.
Is this
your phalanges?
I'm pointing to the joint right below my fingernail.
Sure.
Is that a knuckle?
Yes.
Really? That's hardly a knuckle.
It bends. It's a knuckle.
Is that the definition of a knuckle? Any joint found fingers. Within the finger?
Sure.
Or the toe?
It is now.
Wait, is that a toe knuckle?
Sure. There's sure. moose knuckle. That's found in your crotchal area.
I'm just saying, that is an odd thing to call a knuckle. A knuckle.
Oops. Sorry.
Let's move on. It's not important. That's the least important thing.
So for some reason, USA Today, which usually has that weird blue dot, right?
Blue.
Now they have a green, unsmiley face.
No.
Half crying, I think.
What is that?
And it's because...
Yes.
Oh.
Is it because what?
I don't know if I should feel bad about this.
What?
Walmart's biggest owners lose $14.7 billion in a day.
Wait, the people that own Walmart lost how much?
$14.7 billion. Well, really, and again... How are any of their lives going to be the tiniest...
It's a billion!
...little pubic hair different?
Gross, but it's a billion. It's a whole billion, though.
But how will billion. Any of their days or lives be a tiny bit different?
How much
different?
Money do
That's
they have?
That's what shows what how it's just turned... Our lives have turned into a monopoly game for these 1% snatches.
Right. Somebody get Sean Donovan on the phone, host of Democracy Hal. It's time to start taking out some motherfuckers, right?
He's out pitchforking and torching.
He's already started. He's taken over McDonald's, right?
So I guess it says retailing giant Walmart stunned its investors Wednesday when it gave disappointing guidance for growth and profit. Oh, no, we're not going to grow enough. We're not going to have enough profits.
Dude, how much money do they have if they can handle losing $14
billion?
Oh, psh. I mean, I'm serious. I'm not joking.
Pshaw. Well,
how much money do they have? There's no way you can lose $14 billion and not feel it in any way.
The stock went down 10% to $60.03 a share,
okay.
which is the biggest in decades.
They
instantly wiped out more than $21 billion in shareholder wealth.
Ah, ha, ha.
Poof. And it said that's bad for anybody who has shares of Walmart, but it was especially painful for the top 10 shareholders.
Good.
Who collectively own 2/3 of the outstanding stock.
So they still have money. They're still okay.
Those are the people who they lost. The top 10 shareholders lost 14.7 billion.
Holy fuck.
It hurt some of the wealthiest people in America, including Alice Jim John and S. Robson Walton.
Oh, does it?
John Boy.
Lovey.
Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway took a hit.
Oh, really? Is Warren Buffett, is he the good guy?
He's a big liberal, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, Warren, that sucks, but you know what I mean. You know, whatever. What are you going to do?
But he's also...
Walk it
one,
off.
He's the one who went out there saying, it's bullshit that my secretary pays an effective double tax rate than I do.
Yeah, that's fucking lunacy.
And, you know, he's probably taking advantage of as many tax breaks as he can. Maybe not as many shenanigans as maybe some of our friends on the more evil side of the way things go.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, that these, you know, the Kochs are probably paying 1% effective stock or less. Or taxes, I mean. Shit. So, yeah, big wah. That's so, we're so sad. We'll send you a card.
Right.
That we'll buy at Walmart.
Yeah. We'll just feed it.
We'll buy it at Costco where they pay their employees well.
God, those places are so fucking crowded, man. Costco and Walmart.
Right, right. Oh, my God. Christmas. Costco.
Do you think
Remember that Costco in Marina Del Rey?
Oh, yeah.
Like around Christmas time? Horrific.
It was like totally fucking packed.
So that's what's going on there. We're shedding a tear for the Waltons.
Do you think they're losing money because Walmart is no longer carrying the Stars and Bars? Right. I bet that's it. Because, like, hey, man, I got to go buy my Confederate flags for the week.
Walmart, no, because they have all every low-income community.
Yeah.
I was going to say by the short and curlies, but
they do.
They're probably long and curlies. By the by the long, shaggy curlies. And they close, you know, they put all the small businesses out of business.
Right.
And then their low prices, because people are now making $7 an hour.
Yeah.
All they can afford to shop at
is Walmart.
Is fucking Walmart. And then they say, well, you're not making enough money. Well, can we work full time? No, no, no. You're only getting 30 hours because of Obamacare.
They'll just hire other employees,
We don't want to pay for your insurance. We don't want to pay full time. So we just hire idiots, more idiots.
And they can afford to do that.
$7 an hour.
They can afford to pay people more. Right. They can afford overtime.
Right. Absolutely. I'm with Bernie. We need to break up everything big. Big capitalism needs to be chopped up. I'm a fan of capitalism on a micro level. I think it's good competition and things like that. I don't think the state should own every, you know, democratic socialists don't think that the state should own everything.
Right.
Everybody thinks that Bernie Sanders wants to turn it into Soviet Russia, where there's one store, where there's one gas station that you can go to. There's one.
Well, yeah.
They're that stupid.
This is what this idiot said. He says, Bernie Sanders is a socialist. On my Facebook about that, when I put that fucking meme up.
That moron, yeah.
Yeah. Bernie Sanders is a socialist. He is unelectable and proposed $18 trillion in new spending.
That's wrong.
It's wrong. It's wrong, you
By
moron.
By the way, that was from the New York Times or maybe the Washington Times? One of the real right-wingy ones.
Yeah.
Took launched a scum scud at...
Gross.
At Bernie. And they said, he's going to cost us $13 trillion. And then, like, the real media came out a day or two later and was like, no, you know what, it really doesn't. And he also proposed... But the shit he wants to do, he wants to pay for with these... taxes on some of these speculative transactions on Wall Street, the transactions. We put a small
and they're not taxed now, right?
No.
What do people have a problem with this? I mean, unless you make $5 million a year, why would this piss you the fuck off?
They're gambling. What benefit to society is some asshole that graduated from Princeton who is working in an office in New York now,
right,
pressing buttons.
Yes, right.
And shoveling money from one account to another and trying to squeeze every fucking dime out of it, which is gambling.
You make
They're
it sound
sitting
like
at a giant poker table with make, our money.
You make it sound like it's Vegas.
And then it's better than Vegas because you can lose money in Vegas.
Oh,
They're
yeah.
not going to lose anything because guess what? The taxpayers are the dumb cunts end up paying for their bullshit.
Right.
That's what our system is right now. It's privatize the profits, socialize the losses.
Oh, shit.
That's
privatize
what capitalism
profits,
has done to us.
Socialize the losses.
Right.
Bend over, dummy.
That's exactly it.
God damn it.
We're going to take the profits, but you know what? Look at these the fucking stadiums. There's a perfect example.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect example.
Nobody comes to these fucking things.
Well, it's going to bring jobs. It's going to bring this. It's going to bring that. The taxpayers should pay for that. Meanwhile, it's going to bring in billions of dollars in TV revenue, and I'm going to put that right in my pocket. Thank you.
And when are these fucking things open? When there's a game. They're not open 9 to 5. It's not anybody's full-time fucking job.
Right. Yeah, that 3 hours every couple of days slinging beer to assholes at Wrigley really pays the bills.
I mean, the Daily Upper Decker did a story on that a while back about how the Charlotte, the Hornets, they had this big-ass stadium in Charlotte, North Carolina, and it's never sold out. No one comes. No one shows up for their fucking games.
Not the Hornets.
Nobody gives a fuck, but they have this huge fucking temple built in honor of this team for a city. And no one gives a shit
that
about them.
That their bungholes are bleeding over from the tax raping they took.
Right. Why do we have these fucking things in the first place? Hey, in Pfeifferville, USA, here's what you can do. You can go, if you got a baseball team, you can go play on the same goddamn fucking field I play on. And if you, my softball case, no. If you want to play on something different, build it. Build
that
it.
That I agree.
God damn it. You should see the field I play on. It sucks. Got to wear knee pads. It hurts.
Where is that? Oh, on the west side?
Yeah, if you want to go see a game. I'm just kidding. I want to see. Let's go get.
Go watch Ryan's softball team.
We aren't going to win one game. And I just got the fucking lineup in the goddamn mail.
What is your. What's your team name?
The people that lose 100% of the time. That's our name. We're supposed to be the Ball Gags. I thought of that name. The Ball Gags.
That's a great name.
It's a bunch of comics playing softball.
But they're
Ball Gags.
They're a little puritanical, aren't they?
Yeah. So yeah, the Los Angeles Park District didn't let us fucking name it that.
Didn't you say you're not even supposed to swear? Did you tell me that?
Not supposed to. Somebody had a ball kind of go through their legs last week. I lost my fucking mind just for a second. I was like, fuck it. We lost 24-5.
Oh, well.
I'm playing second base again. They were trying me out at shortstop. Now, I guess I wasn't good enough. Motherfucker!
They're rotating.
My fucking spot.
What do they think is going to be 25-6
yeah,
now?
Yeah, fuck off.
If they move you over.
Why am I not on shortstop anymore? Was I not fucking good enough?
It's an outrage, ladies and gentlemen. Ryan's raging about his position.
Not for nothing. The guy at short is pretty good. You know, not any range. He's kind of tubby. But,
So I've got a story here that. Oh, do you want to hear about the Duggars? Some Duggar laughage?
Oh, yes. The Duggars. I don't know. I mean, what are they doing?
Well, this is kind of funny, though.
Sometimes they're not so funny.
This is a chance for us to point and laugh because Jill Duggar, one of the Gatling rounds that was shot out of the Mama Duggar vagina, and her husband, so this is Duggar version 2.0. This is the second generation.
Oh my God. Stop, please. How do we stop them?
Duggar Dillard she married Derek Dillard.
Hey.
Everyone's Derek it's Dillard. Very alliterative.
Oh my God. Please stop. Stop fucking. Stop fucking each other.
So in June, Jill took to the family website.
What?
She must be a fun place to be these days.
Blah. Is it not safe for work?
And she put out the tin cup for them to help fund a missionary trip to El Salvador.
Fuck off.
For herself, her husband Derek, and their little baby to take with.
Oh, yeah.
Here's an expert. God has put a desire in our hearts to serve him internationally for longer than the typical short-term mission trip, but we didn't know yet how God would fulfill that desire in us.
These people are bonkers.
If you feel led to support our mission effort, we would be so thankful to have you as a partner. You can give here on our website. Ugh. Your prayers and your support mean so much to both of us.
Oh, yes.
As we begin this great new chapter in life.
Let's pray right now. Should we pray for them right now?
I just did.
Okay, me too. You know what's funny about that? He's like, he's hoping God will do this and God will do that. And you know, Pat, God ain't going to do jack shit because why? He doesn't
exactly
fucking exist.
So, sadly, Ryan, their trip has been canceled.
Da-ha-ha. Oh, no. What's El Salvador going to do? No one's going to save them.
Because
yes,
to qualify for a missionary of the Southern Baptist Convention.
Oh yeah,
you can't, Derek Dillard.
Yes,
would need a bachelor's degree from an accredited university.
You're a dummy.
As well as 20 to 30 hours of graduate studies.
Oh shit! Fuck that.
But what? in subjects like theology, evangelism, and biblical studies.
Oh, my God. Go get one for Phoenix University. It'll take 5 minutes to get a master's in theology or some bullshit.
It says the most higher education Derek has received is 2 weeks at a language school.
Oh, okay. 2 weeks.
I'm going to go learn me Mexican.
Mexican.
So I can know what those people are yelling at me.
I am fluent in Mexican. Jesus.
No, for wifey.
Oh, yes.
For Jill. Jill's been homeschooled.
Oh, God.
By the Duggars.
Can Jill open a doorknob? She's been homeschooled by the Duggars? Oh, shit.
And this is from Americans Against the Tea Party on their website. It says that Jill would need at least 12 hours of studies as the spouse of a missionary.
Okay.
She would have, if you're not going to be, I guess if you're not going to be the missionary yourself.
Right.
Even the missionary spouses also have to have some kind of qualifications.
Okay.
For them to pay the money to ship you down South America.
Right.
It says Jill would need at least 12 hours of studies from an accredited college. She has 12 years of homeschooling by the woman below. And there's a picture of Michelle Stepford for Jesus Duggar.
Oh, man. Wait, you know, I don't know. I was about to say, I kind of have a problem with this. I mean, if you want to go help people that are poor, give them food, money, water, you know, food or whatever. Well, does it matter how much education you have? Shouldn't that be enough? That
no, they're trying to
go help.
Well, but the people they can't get away with beating the Jesus into people anymore. It's not politically correct. So now they actually set up schools and shit. So they have to go under the guise of we're educating these people along with slipping them the Jesus hot beef injection. So,
you know, at some point that fucking horrible phrase, hot beef injection, that come from a movie? What is the etymology
fucking thing? Great.
I remember at some point in junior high, people started saying that, you know, I guess it was fucking hilarious, but it really is in history. That is one of the more funnier ways to refer to intercourse.
Right.
What is funnier than hot beef injection? At Crab Diving, please tweet us.
There's a million
of them.
The
funniest way to word for or term for intercourse or phrase.
I'm sure Carlin had. I saw him when he used to do that. Like he would end his show sometimes, or he would do his
hot beef
encore as one of these lists of his. And sometimes he would do hot penis. Names for the penis, names for the vagina, names for fucking. I saw him. I was lucky enough to see him. And he did names for masturbation. And I swear to God, it just went on for like 10 minutes. And it got funnier and funnier.
Yeah, that's a good one. Masturbation.
So that's a little bit of good news, a little bit of ha-ha from us for the Duggars. Yeah. They're too fucking stupid to go ram Jesus down some brown people's throats down in South America.
Well, the thing is, it's like, well, Duggars, if you want to do a TV show or get attention or do something, why don't you create something?
Right.
Like if they want to do another.
Other than children.
Right. You have to, if you want to be noticed for something, why don't you do something that's not just being your shitty, dumb ass fundamentalist fucking molesting selves.
Right.
Do something else. Yeah, I can't just What am I going to do? Oh, I'm going to go stand out in the middle of the street. Ryan wants to be on a TV show. Here I am. Doesn't work like that, you fucking assholes.
I've got a story here. Who should we talk about? Oh, this is good. This is a good follow-up. We've been following this story. If you've had your ear holes pressed to whatever device you use to suck us in.
Oh, yeah.
governor of Maine, lunatic T-Loon, Paul LePage. I don't know. Just some of these states just lost their damn minds and put these giant tap dancing rectums into the office. Scott. Fucking Scott Walker. Paul LePage. How they end up with all of these assholes? Are you coming back?
No. I'm going to quit.
That's
the funniest thing we're going to say on the show, though.
That's not true.
Tap dancing rectums? Right. Tap dancing rectums.
Hello, my baby.
When you and me, you're a tap dancing rectum.
So Paul LePage.
We need a sound bite. Can we have some applause or something for that? Or horn flirt?
I run it. I'm not going to applaud myself.
What are we going to do?
I do that all the time. It's the story of my fucking life.
Yeah, that's me. Sorry. If that was loud, that wasn't too loud for anybody. Jeez, tap dancing rectum. That's great.
Paul
tap dancing rectum. Is that Twitter taken or no? Probably is now.
Yeah. Paul LePage had some investigating being done on him because he's a right wing beyond nut job. This is right. The guy who said, you know, I don't think letting 12-year-olds work would be that bad of a thing.
God.
When I was 12, I was doing this. I was doing that.
He's in charge of Maine.
Yeah.
Oh, he's the idiot.
It's beyond crazy.
He's the idiot, though, that didn't he fuck up some procedure?
Oh, that's amazing. And he lost that one. They sent him, like, I want to say 70, like a ridiculously high number of bills that he hated and was saying, I'm going to veto these.
Yeah.
But then he just fucked up. He fucked the date up. And forgot to veto them, which means they go back and they're automatically made laws.
Right.
And he was like, no, I didn't miss the deadline. And the legislature sued him and it went to their Supreme Court. Yeah. And not that long ago, he lost. So all those laws that he hated became law.
Oh, it's the best story on the planet. That really is one of the better stories.
Well, now he did. Listen to the you know, they talk about Obama.
Hey.
Barack Hussein.
Fuck you.
Obama. Thanks for joining us, by the way, everybody. Right. A little after the top of the hour here on Crab Diving Live, Los Angeles, California. It's October the 15th. It's about 74 degrees.
What's the dew point?
Cloudy.
69.
So, Paul LePage.
Fuck you.
They talk about Obama being a tyrant, yet these assholes, these tap dancing recti have
you are an asshole
been like Rick Perry.
Yes.
Like this guy are under investigation for emperor like shenanigans. Like
fuck
saying
you.
Perry said, I don't like you. I'm going to defund your whole department.
Shit.
You don't do that.
They fucked up. Always got to have Rick Perry liking you.
So this asshole, LePage, there was a one of his Uber foes from the legislature or something.
Yes.
Former representative or current representative Mark Eaves is the guy's name.
Hello, Mark.
A Democrat.
Yes.
Was the Speaker of the State House. And there was this school, this charter school that said, look, we're going to, when you're done with this house thing, he's not going to run for re-election or re-law. Okay. I don't know how that's working, but he's going to go on to the private sector. And they said, hey, this it's called the Goodwill Hinckley School. Hinkley. Charter school said, hey, we'd like to hire you to be our president for like a lot of money.
Oh, shit.
And allegedly, LePage found out about this.
Oui.
And flipped his T. Looney lid.
Zut alors!
Somehow contacted this, the somebody at the, in the that runs this school, this charter school.
The Miss E.
And they had the guy fired.
Oh, yeah.
Before he even had the job. And
oh shit!
But the way he did it was
right.
He threatened to withhold state funds from them.
Oh my god!
So LePage didn't say, you know, I'm didn't try to wield his just his, I'm the governor dick. Yeah. He was like, I'm not gonna give your school $500,000.
A school?
They were gonna he threatened to withhold $500,000 in state funds.
He was gonna take the football helmets away from the football team.
Which, because of a lot of private matching grants,
yes,
they would have lost an additional $2 million. So the state gives them $500.
Right.
You've got all these corporations that say, I'll match what the state gives, you know, and things like that. So they would lose $2.5 million.
Oh my god.
To a school, a charter school, because he said if you give that guy the job.
What is his deal?
So at first, he kind of denied it, but then he was like, fuck yeah. Now he's doing I did it.
Own it. Own it.
So now they're having investigations, of which he said, do you remember he said when they first announced these investigations, he said, they don't have the authority to investigate me.
Well, I guess they do.
They laughed at him. They're like, watch us.
As Cartman says, you have the authority.
Who are you? Who? He's the fucking governor. You don't have the authority to investigate me.
He's the czar of Maine.
So I guess in some of this testimony just yesterday, this Jack Moore, who's the chairman of this board of directors of the school.
Yes.
Said that, yes, this happened. We got a call. Direct communication from the governor, who said that he was going to withhold this $500,000 in state funds.
Oh my god! Who are they from The Sopranos?
The chairman even said that at one point he should have saved this.
Oh yeah!
God, you're stupid,
dumbass!
You could tell this guy's in education, not in politics. He got a handwritten note from LePage, written, signed letter from the asshole in the governor's chair.
Yeah.
That said, that called this guy Eves, this guy that got the job, called him a hack.
What?
He's a hack. But he threw it out.
Oh.
But this note was like, that guy's a hack. You can't give him the letter.
Oh, my God. Why did they throw that? Did no one take a picture of it? Did no one scan it or anything?
He said, you know, we got money to worry about. We couldn't have gone down that road with all these defaults all of a sudden. And so we had to withdraw the offer. And this guy, Mark Eves, is like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I had this nice job and now it's gone. For no reason other than LePage doesn't like him.
Who's the biggest ass clown governor we have right now? Is it him? Is it LePage?
God, come on.
I'm serious. I mean, that's pretty bad. This story is
As far as off the rails.
Right.
Crazy.
Yes.
Yeah, he's up there. As far as like evil and insidious, then you get into the Brownback and who's the guy? Snyder in Michigan. That evil fuck.
Right.
And Texas.
Who's in charge of Georgia? The shithead, right?
I can't think of his name right now.
A real dick. I mean, I think. God, if not, I'm sorry.
So, LePage is saying that this lawsuit is political.
Well, I mean, it has to do with politics, I guess. So, yes.
But then, in a radio interview.
On crab diving?
LePage, at one point, said that he did threaten to pull funding from the school. Because he believes that Eves was an enemy of charter schools. And he said his intervening was like, quote, stepping in when a man is beating his wife.
Are you shitting me? Did he really say that?
Quote, when a man was beating his wife.
Ooh, geez, that's got to be offensive to people that have been battered, right? I mean, could you imagine? You're a woman, you've been abused by your spouse, and Paul LePage compares that to... God, he's out of his fucking mind.
You know who...
Who votes for him?
You know who Paul LePage is kind of like.
LePage.
Well, and the last thing was Olivia Gondak. It says that I wanted to eat her pussy, Olivia Gondak. I've never said that in my life to her. I would never do that. I'm happily married. I've got more than enough to eat at home. Thank you very much.
Like Rob Ford, right?
The thing
I mean,
is, with that Rob Ford statement, I mean, it's hard for me to believe that statement because I believe he would say anything, right?
I mean, anybody can top that statement right. ever. I mean, how do you top that?
I think he wanted to eat Olivia Gondak's pussy. Poor Olivia Gondak. Why do I know her name? You know what? Here's the thing about Olivia Gondak.
That's her 15 minutes. Oh, how sad.
I bet I'm going to find Olivia Gondak on LinkedIn. I'm going to send her a note. I'm going to offer her a show. What do you think about that? The Olivia Gondak hour. But, I mean, we have to. I mean, you know, I mean, because that.
We have to call it the He Didn't Eat My Pussy show.
We'll definitely have to say that.
Wow.
I mean, he's very similar to Olivia Gondak, Paul LePage.
Right.
How many people are in Maine? Is it true the capital's actually a log cabin?
I don't think there's
in the middle of the woods.
I don't think it's really heavily populated.
This Paul LePage guy is a total fucking dick. More
crazy.
Than anything, he's
crazy.
A dick.
An embarrassment to the nation, not only people in Maine. What the fuck? What? You just want to just drive around... And just grab him and just backhand him.
Right.
What? Did you vote for Paul LePage?
Right.
I did. Whap. There's a whap for you.
Well, I mean, it's like eight people.
Well, that's why I said drive around.
I've never been to Maine. Have you been there?
I haven't. No. I understand. It's lovely.
I bet it's nice. I mean, you know, what do you get, a lobster?
I couldn't, well, for sure.
Well, you don't want to be there at all. You're like, the only good thing about
suddenly
this place
my
is lobster.
My throat's swelling closed. Yeah.
Can you have any seafood? I mean, like, anybody, can you have...
Seafood isn't that bad.
No, but you still don't want it.
Well, peanuts kill me. To those out there who are trying to take me out now, hit me with a peanut dart. But that's my kryptonite.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
That's the gold kryptonite. The green kryptonite is the seafood.
Yeah.
Speaking of... Oh, yeah. I guess this would kind of count.
No.
When animals get pissed.
Got a story from one of my favorite named places on the planet, Bangkok. at a popular Thai resort.
Oh, yeah. Let's go swimming, guys.
On an island somewhere.
Fuck it.
This is out of, you know, the
sharks. Stories
from Bangkok.
It's sharks. Fuck everyone. I saw a thing on shark. Some fucking shark swimming around in Mexico is the biggest great white ever seen, but let's go frolic around in the water. Fuck it. Bunch of fatalists, you surfers.
A 20-year-old woman from Germany.
Nine!
Died.
Oh, no.
As a result...
I know.
Of being stung by a box jellyfish.
It's not funny.
The third reported fatality within...
It's a box jellyfish.
Within 14 months from the world's most toxic jellyfish.
Oh, shit. Oh.
She was taking an evening swim. Police Lieutenant Colonel...
Stop it. Oh, yeah, from Bangkok.
Thuit Pruesmutsut.
Spell it.
Thewet.
What?
The wet.
The wet.
Thewet.
Thewet.
Pruemsuit. Pruemsuit.
Go fuck yourself.
Said the woman was taking an evening swim when she was stung by the jellyfish, which can kill an adult within minutes.
Well, the only good thing about that, you're only suffering minutes. But in those minutes, it got to be, God. Oh, my God, that must be incredibly painful. Oh, and in the water.
Most recently, the other two deaths occurred at another popular island in the Gulf of Thailand, Koh Phangan.
Shark.
Known for the infamous full moon party.
What is that?
I have no idea.
That's some weird swinger shit.
A Thai woman died there last August, and a five-year-old French boy died there.
Oui, oui.
Before that.
It's not funny.
No, no.
Idiot. Was it jellyfish or sharks? Jellyfish or sharks?
The marine last. Biologist.
Okay.
Thon. This is amazing, this last name. Thamrong Nawasawat. Thamrong Nawasawat.
Oh, shit.
Thamrong Nawasawat.
Imagine if he played second base for the fucking Cubs, that name on a jersey.
But we pronounce it Smith.
Yeah.
Said that box jellyfish in Thailand have increased because of global warming. Oh,
fuck off, Republicans, you frackers.
And waste released from the shore that the jellyfish go looking for food.
Yeah. Oh, look, a person. Yummy. Man, fuck this. I'm so shocked that wasn't sharks that you were going to bring up.
And these motherfuckers have tentacles that could be 10 feet long. The sting is so excruciating that many victims go into shock and drown before they even make it back to shore.
Oh, boy. Who wants to go swimming?
Those who make it out of the water often die from the venom, which quickly attacks the heart and nervous system.
Wonderful. Hey, by the way.
Thanks, God.
Yeah, I was saying, can we get some applause for God? God deserves an applause grant for that and leukemia.
Thank you, Lord. Wow, that's a long one. For another horrific creature that can kill the fuck out of us.
I mean, really? Fuck off. I mean, you know, it sounds incredibly blasphemous, but it actually doesn't matter because it doesn't exist. It sucked my dick, God, honestly. You're a big asshole. Ooh, if you exist...
That's some pretty heavy blasphemy there.
Oh, yes. Well, come on. You know, it's all bullshit and... What are you doing making these fucking jellyfish?
Be the best blowjob you ever had, probably. I'm assuming the Lord's great at everything.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it would kill you. He's mysterious.
Not a bad way to go. There are worse ways to go.
Jellyfish. You don't want a blowjob from the jellyfish.
No. Not a tentacle job, that's for sure.
Drown while you're dying from a painful sting.
You got stung by box.
It was horrible. I haven't forgiven God or Jesus for that one. Neither one of them or the Trinity.
Was that the beginning of your
Oh yes.
Your descent into atheism?
Yes.
It was when you were attacked by the jellyfish and you're standing there screaming, "There's no God."
Right.
As your dad's trying to stick a rag in your mouth to shut you up.
You should have hit me in the face. I mean, honestly, I was just so dramatic. It wasn't that bad. No, that's not true.
Well,
it was
how old were you? 17, 18?
11. Walk it off.
Yeah. Walk it off, you pussy.
You're in the water.
Swim it off.
Oh, my God.
I've got a story.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
I fucking interrupted you. One of our regular crabby twatters let us know that the biblical city of Saddam.
I saw that they think they might have unearthed Sodom. I don't know. What did they find?
Rewatch South Park the movie.
Did they find all Saddam. The bodies of people?
Yes.
Balls deep in each other's rectums. Is that how they know it's Sodom?
Tap dancing rectum.
Did they find women in rapacious 69 positions?
Oh yes, the word rapacious. Wow, rapacious. God, I would never play you in Words with Friends. Archaeologists believe that they have unearthed. How am I going to spell that with letters?
Well, I mean, that's a tough one to.
God works in mysterious ways. Oh, look, I'm dying of a painful sting now.
Cities with one man you can trust.
Cities with one name. Let's see here. Oh, God damn it. I don't want to subscribe to your shit. Get off my fucking screen. Archaeologists believe that they have unearthed the biblical city of Sodom in Tal el Hammam, an excavation site in Jordan. The team, led by Stephen Collins, has been digging in the site since 2005 and since found palace structures, towers, and defense structures.
Oh, dear.
These.
Okay. The soup comes in 6 gallons of this.
Do you think in a couple thousand? Wait, in a couple thousand years, they're going to be archaeologists are going to dig up tubs of mac and cheese
in Sodom. Oh yes,
they and found, chocolate they, pudding
in Sodom. They unearth tubs of dehydrated man gravy.
I mean, it's when after God smites us in Vegas, that's what they're going to find. All this shit.
Oh, they found the upper city. The residents of the rich had ramparts to protect its affluent residences.
Well, there you go, Sodom. Unearthed.
Wow.
Dug up. What did they, we'll see what they
listen to this.
Found itself.
Interpretations by various groups about the sins of Sodom. Residents vary from being inhospitable. They're okay. So on the low end, they're inhospitable.
And I've had people say, hey, there's nothing wrong with, days in the military. Look at the Greeks. Well, they did have people come along who they loved. It was the same sex and would give them massages before they went into the battle.
Oh, my God. It's saying interpretations by various groups about the sins of Sodom. Residents. Oh, no. Oh, God. It's so irritating, this sentence. From being inhospitable strangers to raping males. No, they're inhospitable to strangers to. God, I can't figure out the sentence.
America's new transvestite army.
Fuck off!
The United Gay States of America. Is your gay god going to come and save you?
Fuck you, Rick Wiles. Let me try it again.
Start over.
Okay.
Or is that it? Or
no,
is that
no. Interpretations by various groups about the sins of Sodom residents vary, from being inhospitable to strangers. To raping males.
Maybe a comma after
comma,
strangers.
Which is how anal sex or sodomy got its name. I don't know. And this is written by a shithead.
I appreciate that.
I blame the author of this article. I'm going to read.
You just shame them.
Vittorio Hernandez. Oh, let's see where you went to school. Phoenix University, shithead. Let's see.
I've got a.
Wait. He's really smart, actually. He writes, he went to somewhere fancy. Fuck off. You're very fancy. Good for you. I can't figure out your writing. I'm stupid. Okay, I'm done.
Are you done?
I'm done. I'm not reading out loud anymore.
I've got a story of a good story, and this is something that we kind of bitch about every time we mention the homeless as we walk through our own goddamn fucking neighborhood.
Oh, yeah, it sucks. There's a homeless emergency.
And
fucking tents.
Every city, you're hearing about, they're putting up these homeless tents and stuff like that. We need to do something about making the people not fucking homeless, like income equality.
Yeah.
And the pay people living wages for 40 hours of work. I don't give a shit what they're doing.
But what don't you feel like these people are being punished for choosing to be for being poor? I mean, why don't they choose to not be
that
poor?
Asshole that libertarian dickwad that was like, these are those. It's that myth of those jobs were created for teenagers. Do you remember? Do you remember the 50s?
When
you see on TV?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You've
yeah.
got who's coming to clean your car off and to pump your gas. There were no teenagers.
Yeah,
those were adult men who had service jobs. Who were the waitresses? Who were these? These jobs were not created for teenagers, you assholes.
Think back to your old Nickelodeon television.
Right.
Melissa Mayberry show. The Andy Griffith show.
Right.
Goober. Who was
both of them? Gomer
Boner.
And Goober.
Boner.
Boner. And Jizzer.
But yes, Jizzer was the gas station attendant.
That's from a X-rated Snow White.
That was a dwarf? Oh my God.
I don't know. I'm just
Jizzy?
Making that up. Yeah. Um. The so according to Vatican Radio, Ryan, which I wonder if we are simulcast right now on Vatican Radio.
The Pope is like, I did not like the comment about Jizzy the Dwarf.
Right.
Jizzy. Jizzy. Dopey. Sneezy. Smiley. So, happy. Jizzy.
From Popey Radio.
Boner.
They said that the Vatican has opened homeless shelter.
Oh, really?
Near St. Peter's Square.
Communist!
With 34 beds.
Cool.
So, exactly what we've been talking about. Right. Why don't these fucking churches, instead of chaining their goddamn doors at night, poke one of those asshole diddlers and keep them up and make them stay up and watch the homeless people sleeping so they don't steal nothing?
Are you telling me you just solved the whole child abuse problem in the Catholic Church?
They'll be too tired to fuck a little boy if they've been up all night keeping an eye on the homeless shelter.
No. Your idea, and I think this is a good one. If you are caught molesting a child, you have to
go to jail.
No. You have to pull the duty, the night duty.
Oh, well, that's the Catholic version.
Or organizing, you know, the
put him somewhere else.
Right. You're in charge. You have to pull a homeless shelter.
How about we throw you in jail if you're caught diddling a kid?
Well, I think these Catholics would be like, wait. If you fool around with a kid, I gotta pass out cots tonight.
Get a mulligan.
No. I'm not doing it with the kids anymore.
You get a do-over, right?
Oh yes.
So I mean, kudos to the Catholic Church for you've heard this Popity Dopity has said that if these other churches aren't sending their money to charities and opening their beds to homeless people, then they should not be tax exempt. they should have to pay income taxes and shit.
Business taxes. Like how that Snow White porn would go. Like that would be a weird shoot. And I guess it would involve lots of middle.
Speaking of Jizzy,
people, you know.
Sure. Yeah. You know that's happened. Come on.
You think there's a.
There's 20 pornos out there of Snow White.
You think there's somebody's got an IMDb credit of Jizzy from the adult video?
I don't know that they go that far.
Right.
So, crabby applause to the Vatican.
Right.
Of all places for opening up, although
welcome to the party, 34 whole beds.
Let's walk into the coffers and see how many billions and billions. I thought I saw somewhere recently the number $20 to $25 billion they're estimating as a possible treasures that they're not even displaying. These are in popcorn in boxes down in the bowels of the Vatican.
I have an idea. Let me know what you think of this. I'm president. You know what I do? I get some of my best buddies.
I don't
think
you're president in this scenario. Well, it sounds like there's a little more authoritarian power going to be wielded. But go ahead.
I got the executive order. I'm friends with
like Castro's president.
Right. I have buddies and buddies with the leader of France, England, whatever.
Okay.
Russia.
Bunga Bunga party.
Oh, yeah. Some Italy.
Berlusconi.
Yeah, some heavy hitters. And I'm like, listen, guys, I have an idea. Why don't we all get together? Let's form a coalition. You're going to love this. This is going to be terrific. It's not one drop of blood will be shed, but we are rolling into Vatican City and we are taking the shit and we are dividing it up and we're solving all of our homeless problems.
It's a sovereign nation.
Why? Well, yeah, you can. I have a coalition.
Well,
what did George Bush do?
But that. Well, right.
There's no there fucking difference. Yeah, now we have precedent.
Exactly.
Now we have precedent. But what I'm doing is good. You don't think it would be good to roll into Vatican?
You don't think George what he was doing was good? You don't think that he was convinced by
what
the evil...
What is wrong with my idea?
By Darth Cheney that the spigots were gonna run black oil?
What is more offensive to you? There's a bunch of poor people starving to death.
Right.
Or the Vatican got robbed. What bothers you more?
Well, of course I would rather have
when
people
you,
not starving
then
to
you
death.
Then you agree with my plan. By what you're saying, you're agreeing with my plan. Roll into Vatican City, take their shit.
But
what are they going to do? Stop me?
I think we should strongly we should ask them nicely, like Hillary did to Wall Street.
You got 5 seconds. Open up that basement, or we're lighting you up, motherfuckers. You child molesting fucks.
That's not gonna happen.
Man, it's a great plan, though.
They have big walls.
I got the United States military. Yeah. I can blow up a mountain in Afghanistan.
They're busy taking out 90% of the wrong targets in the right. Mid East.
Oh yeah. By the way, yeah. By mistake, we'll invade some other shithole. Ugh, it would be a mess. I think it's a good idea though. All that shit—it's just sitting down there collecting dust. Who gives a shit?
What else here? Do you want to? Oh, you know, we haven't had one of these in a little bit.
Oh shit!
In a couple of minutes.
This is the sorry state of the Western world. I don't think that's a good idea. Have you lost your mind? Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown. Rodeo clown. Rodeo clown.
Glenn Beck, ladies and gentlemen of the Blaze, taking some heat from rightwingwatch.org, one of our favorite sites here. Go over there. Help them out, by the way. Throw them some shekels after you throw us some through Amazon. Go to our hole, our Amazon hole.
By the way, if you're a Catholic person, maybe instead of giving to your dumbass, stupid fucking church, why don't you send us some money?
Do real good. Do real good. Help us buy food.
Food.
It's Glenn, you know, we play a lot of these clips of Glenn bringing out the chalkboard or whatever and saying, back in 2008, remember I said this was going to happen and this was going to happen.
You got to appreciate Glenn, man. He loves his costumes and he loves his props and his accessories. He's a prop
queen.
He loves it.
Total prop queen.
If you were a prop master or costume designer, you would love working with Glenn so much. You would be such an important cog in the machine that is the Blaze.
It says just last weekend.
Right.
Meanwhile, what they're doing is they're calling him out because a couple years ago, he made a prediction about 2 years from now.
Predictions. Oh, yeah.
But just last weekend on Facebook, it says he fumed that if someone was able to predict the stock market as accurately as he has been able to predict the future, that person would be hailed as, quote, an oracle.
An orifice. I mean, oracle.
He wrote on Facebook, I can tell you what happens in the next 5 years.
Yes.
But no one has asked me.
Oh.
Wouldn't someone who nailed the stock market this accurately be called an oracle, even if he was wrong on other things? Yeah. Even if he was wrong on other things.
Right.
If he predicted the 08 market crash, which, by the way, I did beginning in 04.
Right.
Wouldn't someone want to know what he says is coming next? And then he goes on to, you know, slip the tip in and pull it out, little tease that he is.
Perfect.
He says he could tell us what happens in the next 5 years if people would just be willing to ask.
Oh, yes.
On your knees, beg Glenn.
Oh, yeah.
So Right Wing Watch decided to call him on some of his bullshit.
Right.
And pull out a clip from 2 years ago.
Ooh.
Where he, from October 15th of 2013, so exactly 2 years ago, today.
Fuck you.
Here's Glenn Beck.
Oh, man.
This is classic Glenn, too. This is.
Oh, I can't wait.
This is Glenn in a.
Oh, what's he wearing?
It looks like black jacket, suit jacket.
Dramatic.
Not fit well.
Oh.
A little big, a little professorial.
Does it have like shoulder pads?
Yeah.
Oh.
From
the 80s?
And not, but. It's ill-fitting. You know what I mean? It's it's just not fit well. A plaid shirt, kind of like a Mr. Drucker used to wear on Green Acres.
Drucker.
Somebody under 60. I'll try to explain. It's just
Green
a really...
Green Acres!
It's just a plaid shirt. Buttoned all the way to the top.
Right.
Bow tie!
Oh, my.
Which looks paisley.
Oh.
I can't tell. It's a little difficult to see.
I used to be into Paisley.
So he is totally fopped
80s. Up. Oh, yeah, he's a dandy.
So just listen. This is Glenn Beck pulling out his crystal ball.
Jeez.
Reading the tea leaves, just shaking the bones out.
Just one ball will be pulled out.
And he is going to say what's going to happen.
Oh, yes.
Today. By today. So this
today.
Is what this is where we are now. This is Glenn.
Oh, shit.
We're going to the Wayback Machine. And we're going to... We're going to end up 2 years ago. Here's what Glenn Beck says.
I think a year from now, definitely two, most of Americans are going to be working part-time. There will be some IMF global tax that will add an extra 10% on.
An IMF global tax.
Right.
10%.
What about the mandatory butt plug?
We have a 10% mandatory global tax, Ryan.
Global tax. Sign of the beast. That? Yes.
The International Monetary Fund apparently is going to, or has slapped a 10% global tax.
We
on
are
us.
Now being anal probes all around. 2 years.
Everything. People like me will be out of business.
Guess what?
Hey.
Glenn's not out of business.
Oh, shit, Glenn.
He ain't doing great, but he's not out of business.
Me will be out of business. And the people that have done favors for this government will be in business.
They just went to a wide shot.
Right.
And there's a chalkboard next to him with the big scrawl, hashtag defund the GOP.
I mean.
People like me.
I just love my train of thought. This is just so fucking.
Something about Glenn,
voice. The voice he has.
Oh, yeah.
Just, you know what it is? You always have to take your time. God, it's so important to take your fucking time. I mean, this demonstrates that so well. I mean, this is to me.
It feels like a long time, though. Like when we're doing this.
Yeah.
If there's a long time that we're not talking, it feels really rough. But goddamn, Glenn.
It's so effective.
Well, because here when we're playing the clips, it feels uncomfortable with his breaks, right?
Yeah.
But he's milking. Master. He's also on TV, don't forget.
Right.
So he's also...
During that pause, is there like a...
Emoting.
Slow, is there a slow push in and he starts to cry?
Well, he winks at the camera and licks his lips.
Does he really?
Business. And they'll be fine. And we'll be the little worker bees. And they will test your children and train them from the very beginning. To work for the corporation.
Well, that's what you jackasses have wanted to turn us into since that senile fossil.
Right.
Reagan.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Yes.
They presented the starfish of the nation to the corporations.
Yeah.
And continue to want to do so.
And now they're testing our children.
No, they're handing it over to the corporation.
Put an anal butt plug probe in that child.
But those at the top of the food chain, they'll also have the Google glasses, and they'll be able to, because of the singularity, according to Ray Kurzweil, this isn't science fiction, this is science fact. The London Times just ripped me apart saying, oh, Glenn Beck's afraid of the Terminator. No, I'm not afraid of the Terminator!
Holy fucking hell! No!
Oh.
I am afraid of the Terminator!
Oh.
God damn, I put that meme up with the Terminator today!
Right!
Oh my fucking God!
You were prescient.
Oh,
you
wait!
You were.
I am. I'm a prophet. I'm an orifice.
Some of Glenn's
Oracle.
Juice has rubbed off on you.
Oh shit! Gay, give me a towel.
You took a little bit just
bleach.
In one nostril.
Times just ripped me apart, saying, "Oh, Glenn Beck's afraid of the Terminator." No, I'm not afraid of the Terminator. Read.
It smells a little bleachy.
The Singularity Is Near by Ray Kurzweil. You pieces of garbage.
You pieces of garbage! My God!
This is kind of what we sound like, though. I mean, we yell and scream and get all dramatic,
we're
too.
We're doing it ironically. Listen. Or maybe not. I seriously want to invade the Vatican. What's wrong with that? So what? Fuck them, they're so rich.
You people in the press, Open your damn eyes. See the future that is just on the horizon. Read Ray Kurzweil. The singularity is near.
What? He must have a link underneath that. That's
by the way, if you want to read Ray Kurzweil, go to crabdiving.com and access Amazon through our portal.
We'll put that on the blog post. We'll put a link to Amazon for
Ray Kurzweil. It's crazy. It's like, it's so crazy. He's like yelling out things we have to do. And you got to buy this guy's book.
He's mad.
It's nuts.
It's not a movie. It's real.
Oh, my God.
And they're telling me right now, don't worry, Glenn. Everybody's going to be able to have the Google glasses. Everybody's going to be able to upload the information and enhance their intelligence. Really? How are you going to do that? Well, we're going to make it so cheap. Really? How are you going to do that?
Oh, my God.
How are you going to do that?
Really?
Oh,
ooh, yeah. He's, man, he's
That's
playing.
2 years ago.
Yeah, he is pulling from such a, you know, a varied deck. You know, he's had so many layers and, you know, levels, and he's mad. And then he can change it up. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, you know.
Mix that shit up.
He's like Greg Maddux, except he doesn't work with balls.
Oh, he works with balls, oh, yeah. Ryan.
A crystal ball. Let me pull it out. God, that's nuts.
Let's see.
I'm not afraid of the Terminator.
He's out of his fucking mind.
Really?
Quite entertaining, though.
Go read some Ray Kurzweil, or whatever the fuck his name is.
Do you want to hear about a...
We're not up... The Google Glasses. Wait.
We don't have Google Glasses.
Well, we
fact,
do. Some people do.
Shithole.
No, there's Google Glasses.
They stopped supporting them.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
why?
Because nobody bought them. Nobody gave
what?
A shit.
I can't believe
and
that.
And the term glass hole became a very quick part of the lexicon.
Oh, I
because
missed all that.
Everybody hated anybody that was walking around wearing that shit. Because the first thing you're thinking is,
hole.
Are you broadcasting me on the goddamn internet?
Oh, yeah. You know, the truth is, they probably aren't. Let me tell you what they're doing. They're like, oh, my God, how do I make
how do
control?
I turn this off?
Well,
right.
No, it's probably fucked up and frozen. How do I make control alt delete work in this bitch? I'm not a glass hole!
Here's an asshole from Arizona. This is the former chairman of the Republican Party of Arizona.
Fuck ye.
Was live tweeting the Democratic debate.
Don't say the N-word.
This is Randy Pullen.
I guarantee you he has to say that to himself before he lives tweet. He's like, okay. Okay, what's that?
What are you doing? I'm tweeting. Don't use the N-word, Randy.
His aides are like, we have 10 rules. They got all 10 of them. Yeah.
No F-word, no N-word.
Do not take a picture of your dick.
Don't say people speak Mexican.
And try to direct message it to anyone.
Towel head's bad.
Right. No one speaks Mexican.
So he took particular umbrage to the question about Black Lives Matter.
Okay. Jeez.
Tweeting out, yes, Black Lives Matter. The best way to end the slaughter of young black men,
right,
is to take guns away from blacks, as they are the main killers.
I don't think live tweeting is for everyone. It's not for this guy.
Take guns away from blacks, as they are the main killers. How hard did all of the amosexual racists that read that tweet?
All my friends from high school on Facebook?
Oh. Yeah, like a 15-year-old who had a girl stick her hands down his pants for the first time. Oh, I'm sorry.
My God, my rectum is tap dancing. you know,
then tweeted.
We are just totally fucking horrible racist
then,
assholes.
Listen to how crazy these people are. He tweeted, Hillary's answers were too well prepared. My opinion, she had access to questions ahead of time.
Is this guy a simpleton? Oh, really? He had access to. She had access to the idea that they were going to maybe ask her about her fucking emails.
Former,
of course,
chairman of the Republican Party of Arizona.
Oh, okay. This sounds like one of my asshole friends on Facebook. Really?
Then he tweeted, "Hillary too well prepared for questions. She was briefed for sure."
But yeah, dumbass. These people make me absolutely crazy when they say something like, "Well, this guy sounds too smart."
Well, and what are they going to talk to her about?
Right.
The shit that she's getting shit for. Absolutely. So they asked her about the emails.
Do you think there was one question that was asked during that debate that her fucking minions didn't think of first?
Oh, God, no. That's why people make gazillions of dollars.
Yeah, no one has to cheat.
People around.
You're saying no one has to cheat to get the questions from that they're going to ask because they're obvious.
Right.
Fuck you. God, this guy is what? What?
The only question that was mildly surprising was that stupid one at the end of who are you most happy that you've made an enemy of or something like that.
Right. Some of them really fucked that one up.
I hope this person is our enemy. By the way, fuck you to that Arizona GOP.
Yeah. Jeez.
I can't comprehend how really
so racist
heinous Mike Huckabee has become.
Oh, he's a walrus. He's a blowhard.
But I followed the last election kind of closely, and he just wasn't this crazy. I mean, it's like he pulled off a mask, and there's this raging serpentine, horrible, evil, hate-filled creature. Like, what is he doing? Is he that desperate? He knows he's not ever going to be president. There is not a snowball's chance in Satan's rectum that he's going to... I used rectum twice.
No chance.
Could be president.
No way.
So, does he think his riches lie in the lowest of the low, old, white, bigoted... hate-filled, vile Christians.
I think what is going to happen before all these assholes die out, people are going to be like, oh my God, wait, our gravy train's dying. We have to milk everything we can out of them before they're worm food. Please, anything we can do. You know what I mean? They're going to get up one last quart of milk out of Bessie before... You know, Bessie keels over. I don't know how else to say it.
So Huckabee was on this right wing. We've talked about him before. Jan Mikkelsen or Michelson.
Who is she?
He.
Okay.
That's Jan. Why we've laughed. We've talked about him. Because it's like a right wing nut job from Iowa. Iowa radio.
Jan.
Screeching crazy conservative AM radio host in Iowa.
Oh my God. We would love to have that gig.
Ooh.
Live from Des Moines.
Jan, please buy shit through our Amazon so that we don't have to go
Des Moines?
Take morning cow drive in cattle drive.
Well, do they have a little segment where you talk about the cows?
Like we'd probably have to do the farm report.
Oh yeah. That would be great.
The pork belly futures right now are up.
Oh shit.
So Huckabee was on this Jan Mikkelsen's radio show. And this asshole Mikkelsen got in trouble a few days ago. I didn't play what he said, but basically he said, he reiterates what he had to say. Here's a clip of, they're talking about criminal justice system. And Mikkelsen is pissed because our system here in the United States has, quote, been taken over by progressives.
Okay. It has not.
Apparently there's not enough flaying going on.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So here it is from his radio show. Mike Huckabee.
Our criminal justice system is taken over by progressives, just like our failed government education system has been. And they've turned it into sort of a combination a criminal store, or we store people we don't want around us for years, and we bill the taxpayers for that. But there was a woman here in Iowa that went for a job, and she became a bookkeeper at a Creston, Iowa car dealership, and then she ripped them off about $425,000 worth of bookkeeping errors.
And that's a lot of cars.
Yes, it is. That must be very. It previously was until they encountered her.
There's a little. There's 40 seconds for you, ladies and gentlemen. Of
who is Tim Conway teamed with for years? Conway. Tim Conway, Mom, please text me. Tim Conway with Harvey Korman.
Harvey Korman.
But it was somebody else, too. Like, oh, whatever. It's like Tim Conway and Harvey Korman.
Right.
But not funny.
Yeah, it's like Tim. Well, Tim Conway's still with us. I was going to say it's like them now, but Tim Conway's still alive. So it kind of is like them now because one's dead.
It was seemed to be in the black, but they're going to make her shocking thing. They're going to make her pay the money back. Can you believe that? They want her to pay restitution.
Well, how very tacky of them to expect her to be responsible for the money that she stole from them.
And they're going to trade, and they're still going to send her to jail for 20 years. Now, I'm thinking the jails are a pagan invention.
Jails are a pagan invention.
Yeah.
But this guy's a crazy Christian.
Yeah.
Jails are a pagan
invention, which makes them satanic.
You know, they're not smart in crucifying people and shit.
Oh yeah, yeah, you got to put people to death, dummy.
Oh well, listen.
I was reading from Exodus to the listeners during the last segment. Is that if a person steals, they have to pay it back, maybe twofold, fourfold. Mm-hmm. If they don't have anything, we're supposed to take them down and sell them. That's what it says in Exodus. We sell them and we take and they are indentured.
We sell them.
Wow.
If somebody's caught stealing and they can't pay it back, we sell them.
What the fuck does this guy want?
They become slaves.
Yeah, just get to what you want. You want your own slaves, you dipshit.
He's thinking, doesn't sound too bad to me.
Right. How many slaves will the Waltons have?
And then listen to that Jabba the Gunt in the background laughing.
It sounds like he's dying.
Indentured, that's what the 13th Amendment says for criminal restitution. We indenture them and they have to spend their time not sitting on their stump in a jail cell. Mm-hmm. They're supposed to be working off the debt. Wouldn't that be a better choice?
Well, it really would be. And look, my prison director in Arkansas used to say, and I quote him often, we lock a lot of people up because we're mad at them, not because we're afraid of them.
Yes.
And we need to lock people up we're afraid of. But sometimes the best way to deal with a nonviolent criminal behavior is what you just suggested.
Is what you just suggested. Let's enslave them.
I don't mean to go Godwin's law, but what's up with these two little Nazis on the radio? Right. I mean, Jesus Christ.
You can't pay that parking ticket. Well, you're going to be working, picking cotton on the farm for 6 months.
What the fuck? What do you want out of life? What makes you happy?
He's a monster. He's turned into a senile, vile monster.
Yeah. What did you talk about today? I talked about on my show how I wanted to enslave people.
Right.
I mean, I talked about invading the Vatican, but fuck it. That's okay.
To make them pay back. Yeah. Pay back more than they stole. Let it be an example, but taking them out of the community, you know, even a
restitution isn't punishment. That's what they owe.
That's dumb. That's dumb. Why would you put those good black backs to a waste and throw them in a hole when you can have those Negroes out doing? Because you know that's what they're talking about.
Oh, absolutely.
They're talking about
fucking literally
grabbing more brown people off of the street and throwing them instead of jail. Let's put those lazy assholes to work.
Well, isn't that true, though? Doesn't that happen anyway?
That's what's going on here in fucking California that we have to work on. Is there there's some shenanigans going on here in California with this prison labor bullshit? We're not a nation that's a gulag.
Well, my, you know, this where I lived in Georgia, there was a guy who the sheriff supposedly, it was only alleged, that he used prison labor to build like a house.
Sure.
And everybody come out of jail.
You know how many people are following your Bernie Sanders post on Facebook?
Oh,
probably
all of them.
All those people would say, good. Until one of their little accidents from when they were wrestling around sweaty, disgusting in the back seat double wide.
It happened to them.
Right. When it happens to their child.
Then fuck it. I'm not for this anymore.
So, yeah, big fuck you to Mike Huckabee.
Fuckle.
We only got a couple minutes left here. There's only a minute left. I want to read something real quick. I found a comment on Fox News.
Oh, shit.
It was a Fox News site.
Okay.
And it was all about the Democratic debate.
Yes.
And this guy, this exchange here just tells you about the mindset.
Who we're dealing with.
Yeah, the level of intellect of people that are out there, the Fox bots. The DNC debate was scripted. Anyone with a brain could see that! Exclamation point. Now all in bold. Bernie was the rabbit out there to make sure someone is too far left to satisfy the liberal takers, all in caps.
Oh my God.
Webb, Lincoln, and O'Malley were auditioning for cabinet seats. Well, I think he's right there. That was from Big Government Equals Socialism.
Oh, okay.
That's their screen name.
Right.
The reply, Jeff from Jersey replies.
Hey, fuck you.
And Bernie is such a bad actor. He already came to Hillary's defense in the debates. Who does that? Question mark, question mark. What opponent would defend the other's illegal actions?
Oh,
all
my
capital
fucking
mark.
God.
So they're saying, first, it can't get into his little tiny pea brain
Benghazi
that they aren't shitting all over Hillary for the fake things that they are outraged about.
Right.
Why didn't those Democrats go after her for Benghazi?
Yeah.
What about Whitewater?
What about emails? Jeez.
Who's the guy that they say they killed?
I
forget the name.
John Cougar Mellencamp.
Allegedly, the nuts think that the Clintons had some guy killed.
Oh, yeah.
Guy snuffed.
There's all kinds of fucking things.
So
conspiracy theories.
But that was the kind of discourse that's going on the Fox.
Oh, yeah.
They're all...
It's a high level of back and forth.
Oh, God. They're all trying
to... Bunch of fucking geniuses.
Just get every drip of milk out of each other's old white nipples.
Oh, God.
That they can.
Ugh.
We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yes.
Tomorrow with more of this stuff. Friday, we'll be celebrating Faithless Friday here on Crab Diving Live.
Yay.
Download us as a podcast at iTunes and Stitcher at crabdiving.com. Don't forget to follow us on the Twitter and all the other places. Go to Crab Diving, tickle our blue buttons, and go to our portals. Don't forget... Ryan is going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Go to Rated R Comedy on the Twitter or RatedRComedy.com to find out where he's going to be.
Damn it. Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. A brand new Pretty Misandry following this right now.
Hashtag kill all men.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.